This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're glad to have you with us today. We're going to be teaching some good stuff from the Word of God that we invite you to stay with us. And at the end of the program, we'll tell you how you can get all these teachings. These are usually ongoing teachings. And so we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid, and we'll tell you how to do that at the end of the show. We're glad to have you with us, and now we're going to go into the teaching. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
Don't ever let me go to a church and ask for a testimony. I'm telling you, I'll be up there. I got a lot of them. Oh, praise the King. Well, we are going to have to do something. Of course, all of you know that you're supposed to vote. You know, the 8th, make sure that you go vote. You know, and if you don't know how to vote, well, then make sure you vote that one man, one woman is what constitutes a marriage. If you don't know that, I'll tell you. You know, it's if you hadn't figured that out yet, it's a man and a woman. You know, not two women, not two men, not a man and a dog, you know, or a woman and a horse. You know, none of that kind of stuff. You know, it's a man and a woman. And a male and a female human being, you know, and so, you know, I've learned you have to be fairly explicit now when you talk to people, because the common sense stuff, which I used to take, you know, for granted, I realized we don't have a whole lot of that anymore. And so you really have to explain things in detail to people. Well, I've done a lot of research of the Word yesterday and last night and this week. In fact, the last couple of weeks I've been thinking about some of these subjects, and the further I went last night, and the more I studied, the more scriptures I come up with, and I finally got tired last night, and then went and slept a few hours, and then got up this morning, went back over and finished this. So we'll see what God's going to do with this today. I know I'm not going to get through with what I've got on here in the length of time I've got, but I want to start out in Exodus in the Old Testament, and I'm going to show you a promise here of the Lord promises His presence with us, provided we do what we're supposed to do. Now, I want to show you what He said in here. It's kind of scary when you read some of these things, but it makes you kind of straighten your act up. Exodus 23:20, a promise of the Lord's presence is what this is all about. Now, I'm going to read these scriptures. I took these scriptures. I copied these off of the New Living Translation, the NLT. That's really a really easy to read translation. Now, in the front of that book, it has a whole list of all doctors of theology, PhDs. Not necessarily does that mean anything, but some of those guys have a lot of knowledge and wisdom, and some of them don't. But at least men that have spent some time are the ones that have interpreted and translated this. And from what I can understand, it looks pretty good. It's not 100%. I found a few errors in it, but it's pretty good. There's a few things I definitely disagree with in there, but overall, it's excuse me, pretty good. Now then, verse 20 says, "See, I am sending my angel before you to lead you safely to the land I have prepared for you. Pay attention to him and obey all of his instructions." It seems like everywhere I read in all these scriptures I got, I kept seeing this word, obey everything I tell you to do. Obey. You know, sometimes I've come to realize that people don't want to hear this. I mean, if God tells you to do something, we don't want to obey. I mean, regardless. I mean, we don't want to obey to do what He says, to walk holy. We don't want to obey when He says to go out and win disciples. You know, like going down there and, I mean, you got to have some excuses. You shouldn't have to go down there and lead people to Jesus. But after all, in the New Testament, what was the last command of the king before he left? Go into all the world and make disciples. What do we not understand about that? When's the last time you made one? When's the last time you won somebody to Jesus? Well, if you haven't, feels like I was as a Baptist deacon and a Sunday school teacher for 25 years, and I never talked to nobody about Jesus outside the church. I didn't mind talking to you about Jesus in church, but I mean, Monday morning we're at work. I mean, you know. But then when I realized what I'm supposed to be doing, I started talking to people about Jesus at work. And then I started talking to people about Jesus everywhere. I really didn't have the ability to do that until I did what this gentleman back here said, when I realized as a Southern Baptist that there was a second event called the baptismal fire of the Holy Ghost. When I asked God that Sunday morning, at Monday morning, I will never forget on Sunday, I heard a PhD in a Baptist church teach a sermon that there is no such thing as a second event as the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I heard that message on Sunday. I had been studying the Word of God now on my own. And on Monday morning, as I passed by that church, I looked up and I said, Lord, I believe that man loves you with all his heart. But I said, I believe he's been deceived. I said, one of us is reading the Bible different than the other one. I said, I believe with all of my heart that there is a second event called the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And I said, it comes with fire and power to witness. And I said, Lord, if that really is a real event, me as a poor old Southern Baptist, I love you with all my heart and I ask you to baptize me with that fire. And I'm telling you, God come into that pickup with me and we had a fire meeting that day. And for a man that had never talked about Jesus, I walked up at the dock that day. When I got out, I couldn't wait to tell the first man I seen, are you saved? Do you know who Jesus is? Amen. And I'm telling you, from that day forth, my whole life has been changed and catapulted into a whole new world. Amen. I'm telling you, if you hadn't asked Jesus to fill you, in fact, I asked him right here, standing right here a few minutes ago, when I was singing, I said, Lord, one more time I ask you to fill me to overflowing with the power of the Holy Spirit right now. Because as long as I'm in the way, nothing's going to happen today. But when you show up, everything's possible with you. So I said, Lord, I want that. And it happened. It'll happen for you too. And He'll do anything you do by faith. The baptismal fire of the Holy Ghost will set you on fire. But He only gives that to those that obey. That's another thing over in Acts, and I read, but I thought, how strange this is. This series says, pay attention to Him and obey all of His instructions. Not part of them. All of them. Do not rebel against Him. For He will not forgive your sins. He is my representative. He bears my name. But if you are careful to obey Him, following all of my instructions, then I will be an enemy to your enemies and I will oppress those who oppress you. Some requirements there, isn't there? So if God was then that way and He's the same yesterday, today, and forever, He never changes. He's the same God. He expects us to walk holy and obey His instructions. Now I've come to realize, I hate to say this, but a lot of people, even in the church, which that's even more devastating to me, do not want to obey what God says. When you tell them, you know, they don't want to hear it, especially if they're living in some kind of sin that they're enjoying. And they find that's a sin. They don't want to hear that, Thurman. I ain't coming back to your church. I don't like what you preach. Well, let me tell you, I preach the Word. And so by teaching exactly what God says, you know, then people can't say you're some kind of a freak, because if you read it right out of the Word, and somebody else said, but that's not what He means. And that's what they used to tell me. My answer to that is, if what He said is not what He meant, then pray tell, why didn't He put what He meant in the Word? Well, I have now come to realize that He meant what He said. And of course, in the process of teaching these things, the Lord has done so many awesome, wonderful miracles through our ministry. He has confirmed to many people that we are teaching the truth. And He may not be 100% pleased with me. I hope He is, but He may not be. But I want Him to be. I am sure there is days when I wake up, the King doesn't like me. I know none of y'all ever have a day like me. I know none of that never happens to none of y'all. But it does happen to me once in a while. And I'm sure that when I have one of those kind of days when it seems like nothing goes right, by the time the day is over, I'm hard to get along with. I know there are probably days that my staff wished I hadn't come to work. There's probably days when my wife wished I hadn't come in for dinner. You know, there's probably, you know, oh, I know none of y'all have that problem. No. Yeah, all of y'all are human just like me. You know, you have those kind of days, unfortunately. But it says here, after we obey him, he says he'll take these people. He says, for my angel will go before you and bring you into the land that I'm going to promise you. Now he says, now do not worship the gods of these other nations. The gods of these other nations. Don't worship them. For I will destroy them. Do not serve any of their other gods or walk in any of their ways and never follow their evil examples. Instead, you must utterly conquer them and break down their shameful idols. Amen. How long are we as Christians going to let the federal government give money to the ACLU to fight against us when we're paying them? We're going to have to do something. And, you know, it may, you know, as far as I can see, we have not either not prayed enough, or I hate to be like this one woman, but this may be what it comes to. With what's happening, with what our brother here is saying about they're wanting to take it now where you can't say Merry Christmas. You know, I was fired from a job of 29 years because I signed my emails in Jesus' name. I prayed at work. There was not one thing they could find wrong with me in my workplace because I had the greatest rating of any engineer in that company. They couldn't find not one single thing wrong with me. And they sent an internal team and an external team, and they both spent 30 days trying to find something wrong with my work or my department and couldn't find a thing except things that revolved about Jesus. And so they fired me. Praise God. What a way to get fired. I can't think of a better thing to get fired for than because you talk about Jesus and do miracles in the name of Jesus. Can you believe that? Amen. Hey, that's a good way to get fired. But it's coming down like this. This woman says, you know, they've just put a beer hall and a honky-tonk across the street, and those people are out there all times of the hour and night, and they're noisy, and they're drinking, and they're drunk, and the people are barking in my front yard and everything, and I've been praying for 6 months, and there ain't nothing happened. She said, well, I'll pray for you. I'll pray with you. So she prayed. They prayed together. And the next night, the place burned down. And after the place burned down, the lady said, wow, this is amazing. I prayed for 6 months and nothing happened. The lady said, well, ma'am, when I prayed for you, I thought God needs somebody to put feet to them prayers. So I went over and lit that thing off.
We have to stop right there, but if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106, 940-242-2106, or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org. And there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.